Milwaukee in another must-win situation Friday in St. Louis, sending Chase Anderson to the mound. And it would be Stephen Vogt to step up. He's up in the second inning with no score. There's two on and nobody out, facing John Gant.
Little fly ball into left field. That's going to drop for a base hit, and they're going to get a run. And the score is Shaw, 1-0 Milwaukee. A little blooper, and that's three hits in a row. Vogt with his 38th home.
And he had a nice welcome tonight from the fans as the players were introduced right before first pitch. Here's a swing and a long drive, deep right field. Piscotty back to the wall. This one is in the Cardinal bullpen. Stephen Vogt has driven in both Milwaukee runs with a single in the second and his 12th home run of the year here in the fourth inning. And the Brewers have a 2-0 lead.
Anderson is pitching very well. Here's the delivery by the right-hander for Pham. Strike three call.
1-2 pitch, and there's a hot shot. Diving play by Walker to his left. Throws to second for one. On to first, a double play. A sensational play by Neil Walker started that twin killing.
And he swings, and he drills it in the right field. Stopped the runner at third. Now the right fielder for the Cardinals boots the ball, and the runner does score. So it'll be a single. I'm thinking an error. We'll wait to see how they score it, though.
The Brewers stay alive in the NL wildcard race as they beat the Cardinals 5-3 on Friday. It's a great close to Chase Anderson's season. He throws seven innings of three hits and one run ball, walking one and striking out five. He closes the regular season with a 12-4 record and a 2.74 ERA. The Cardinals were unable to play spoiler on Friday night at Busch Stadium as they fall to the Brewers by a 5-3 final. And after the game, here's the reaction from St. Louis manager Mike Matheny.
Gant, I thought, was very good and could have got by with even less than what happened with the bloop that goes in and scores the first run. But overall, I thought his stuff looked good. We needed him to be able to get a little deeper in the game. Did a terrific job. Lucas came in and got his ground balls. And you know, it was unfortunate the one contact play they ran very well that ended up scoring a run. But we needed somebody to get Gant out of it and get some ground balls that typically would have. But did a nice job in the following inning. And I thought Sandy's stuff was just as good as we've seen all year live. Did a nice job with the changeup. Mixed in a breaking ball with the sinker was pretty electric.
What did you think of Diaz over third
side? Good. I mean, that play right out of the box, watching him cover that kind of ground, coming all the way across the infield. Very aggressive, and thought he did a nice job. Even on a play that, you know, is obviously a big out for us on the bunt, on the steal, to be able to get back to the bag. Carson making a nice throw, but that takes a lot of instinct from Diaz on the timing to get back there.
Young was talking last night about he thinks he's just finally finding his groove now. You think the fact he's only struck out one time in the last four games, he's got like eight hits in that time, that's great.
Yeah, he looks strong. Taking real nice at-bats. You're seeing he's taking walks. I mean, I think this is the kind of hitter that he's going to develop into. I think he's going to be a dangerous hitter. What an incredible season he's had so far, and hopefully he just finishes up strong. But right now, he's in a good place.
It'll be fun for you to kind of play around and see how Martinez fits in your mind for next year and what he's done this year.
Yeah, and you know, I think he just brings a lot to this club. You know, the energy that he brings, how he's improved defensively, the potential damage against one of the better closers in the game right there, and some other good at-bats that he made outs on. I mean, he has great plate coverage, good plate discipline, and he's a good hitter and a very good teammate.
Saturday, it's another must-win game for the Brewers as they send Junior Guerra to the mound against Luke Weaver of St. Louis.